All right, now we've got our gal here, Megan Barth. Hi. Hey, Megan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
ReaganBabe.com.
I'm in the Christmas spirit.
You're in the Christmas spirit.
I am.
And I heard she's getting a whole radio studio at her home, so she'll have a chance to guest host for an hour or two for Wayne Root, which gives me an hour off to do a little working out and enjoy my life a little more, because once in a while I need an hour off. So that's a New Year's gift for me, man. That's good news.
Good.
So I'm glad to hear that. So your sites are ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com.
Yeah.
And of course, the only news that really matters today to me, I mean, there's so many things going on, but the big news is the potential shutdown of government now.
Yes.
And maybe we get the 5 million, although I don't know how you get the 5 million. The House has added it back into the bill.
Billion?
They've added 5 billion back as of an hour ago. Five billion. Five.
Good.
But who cares? The Senate will never pass it. The Senate's not going to pass it, are they? Don't you need 60% in the Senate? It's not just 51, right?
No, you need 60.
So he's not going to get 60, so that's a pipe dream. I still think that you get it from the military budget. That's the way I recommended he do it. That's my column that my buddy Lee handed to the president at Mar-a-Lago less than a month ago, and that's what President Trump suggested a few days ago. You got to get it from the military budget. How are you ever going to get 60 senators to go along with this?
You know? I don't disagree with you, but it's come to a matter of principle.
Oh, yeah,
He drew a line in the sand.
I agree.
And he said after he signed that first omnibus that
he would never do it again.
Created, that he would never do it again.
And he said a week ago, I'm proud to shut down the government. He said that a week ago.
And he said he would own it, and then Nancy comes out and takes the ownership away from him and says, well, we'll shut it down forever over this money. Okay, well, then take ownership of it.
Then shut it down
forever. But here's the thing, you know, they've blown this out of proportion, the Democrats, to create more fear, because they live in a continuum chaos and fear. And why do they use fear? Because it's easy to manipulate people when they're fearful.
Well, let me be fair. Both sides use fear. We both use fear, but
not like the Democrats.
Ours is justified.
We usually do opportunity and prosperity and individualism, and that's not fearful. Okay, they're always, well, the Republicans are racist, the Republicans are misogynist, the Republicans are homophobic.
No, I'm on your side. I'm on your side. I'm just saying to you that when we argue...
But we're not saying we're going to push granny off the
cliff. But when we argue that people are coming in through the border that are invading us and killing us and murdering us, that's fear too. There's nothing wrong with fear, is what I'm trying to say. If it's rightful fear, we have a right to be worried about foreigners invading our nation.
Correct.
So there's nothing wrong with our fear.
But we can back up our platitudes with statistics, where they just have platitudes with no proof behind them. They've taken this moral authority. But the point that I was going to make is that Nancy Pelosi took the ownership away from Trump and basically said that the government is going to shut down. Well, what does that really mean? It only means
it
doesn't mean anything.
Right.
And they're making it into this
huge
thing.
You're still going to get yourself
like everything is going to come to a screeching halt, that it's the next Armageddon. Remember, the tax cuts were supposed to be Armageddon. People were supposed to die. Remember when we rescinded from the Paris Climate Accord and withdrew, people were going to die. The tax cuts, people were going to die. And so we're not going to die. It's 20% of the government, which
is not essential.
A trim of the fat.
Right. Right. No,
we don't even need 20% of the government.
No,
to
but they'll find one example of something horrible that happens to someone somewhere.
Of course.
To prove that it was some terrible thing. But the reality is,
Obama didn't care about the veterans when he shut down the government the last time. And he actually put park rangers in front of the signs that said the park is closed. So they were still ranging a park that was closed.
Ranging a park?
Yes.
I heard that term.
I just made it up.
Like this. home on the range. All right, Wayne Allyn Root with Megan Barth. We'll be right back. War Now, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. All right, we've got Megan Barth with us, website ReaganBabe.com, and we're talking about the wall. It's obviously a big topic. Mm-hmm. And... look, the only thing I am is a little bit angry and jealous that I've been saying for a year. I got a great gun instinct, and I said a year ago, I tried to raise $1 million to start a 501c3 and raise money for the wall with advertising on every conservative talk show on TV and radio. And I knew that with me as the spokesman, we could raise $1 billion, and nobody wanted to do it. They all said, Trump said that Mexico would pay for it. Who's going to pay for it? And I said, are you kidding me? The 63 million people who voted for Trump are willing to all give $100 each out of their wallet. And sure enough, this guy with a triple amputee, who is a great guy, and he's got a beautiful wife and a beautiful family, looks like a wonderful guy, sacrificed for our country, and he puts up a GoFundMe page with no advertising, none of the things I was planning to do, didn't use the $1 million, and it's already up to, I bet, $9 million. It was 8 8.1 a few minutes ago. I bet it's up to almost 9 now.
8.6.
So it'll be 9 by the end, of this hour.
Yeah, by the end of this hour. And I posted on this yesterday, and it was just, I think it was yesterday or the day before, it was just a million.
Yeah.
So this thing is like growing like wildfire.
Exponentially, yes, exponentially.
This is called virality, right? Yeah. This is viral. And it shows you where the spirit and the heart of the American people are. And so Trump has to be noticing
not the
this.
American people. Trump, or Republican people.
But, you know, most Americans, when they are cued and queried, there was just a report out, I believe it was earlier this week, that said that the top two concerns of the American people were the size of government and immigration, and whether or not our immigration laws were being followed and enforced, and also to some of the immigration laws on the books, like the lack of merit-based immigration, visa lottery systems,
right?
This open immigration that
how
the
about
Democrats
birthright
are
citizenship?
Birthright citizenship, and so are the Republicans working on behalf of those voices? Obviously not, because they were willing to do another short-term CR to kick the can down the road, and then let Nancy Pelosi take the gavel in January and let the whole catastrophe start once again.
Well, here's
this is a line in the sand that Donald Trump cannot allow to be crossed.
You know, I'm on three times a week with Bill O'Reilly, and we record it at about 11 o'clock in the morning to put on my show that night. That's when Bill's available, East Coast time. So today's segment, which hasn't aired yet, I said to him on the segment, not knowing that Trump had reversed and was now going to, you know, fight and willing to shut down the government, I said to him, it makes, because he said he was at the White House with Trump yesterday. He spent the whole day at the White House yesterday, Bill O'Reilly. And he said that he can't quote what he said with Trump. That's confidential. But the general feeling is, let's just regroup. We don't have time to convince the American people. We'll convince them over the next 2 months. And in February, after a great convincing, we'll get it done. And I said, that makes no sense, because in February, it's a Democratic House. Mm-hmm. You're never going to get them to agree. You can't even get the Republicans to agree now. How would you get Democrats to agree? Where does this thinking come from, that they delusionally think, is that a word, delusionally? That they delusionally believe that you would get Nancy Pelosi's Democratic Congress to change their mind in February when she's got the majority of the House. Right now, you still have the majority of the House. Why wouldn't you do anything to pass it now?
Yeah. And thank God for the Freedom Caucus holding on. And this is a huge about-face to the likes of Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, who both oversaw the largest expansion of the federal government in history. We're supposed to be told they're fiscal hawks, like Ryan is some sort of fiscal hawk, fiscal conservative, Ayn Randian.
Ryan's terrible.
And so here we have the Republican moderates again ruining the entire conservative brand. People want limited government. Americans are used to limited government. Limited government provides for a capitalist free market system. However, under the moderates like Bush and others, McCain and others, the expansion of government occurred on their watch by doing deals with Democrats. And Donald Trump is a disruptor. This is why he was elected by 63 million people, because we wanted to shake things up from the status quo. And the Democrats are promising us the status quo.
But you know what happened yesterday? It was so clear. I explained it for an hour on my national TV show. I said, look, Ann Coulter says Trump is now a scam artist. He lied to us all. I will never vote for him again. I said, that's all BS. All it is Trump was fantastic for the first year and three quarters. And then the last 3 months, the deep state has gotten so vicious, and they're threatening to put his daughter in prison, and threatening to put his son in prison, and they're threatening to put him in prison, and they're threatening to impeach his presidency and ruin his legacy. And I just think he's tired and he's demoralized. I believe that's what happened. For a couple of days, Trump was just like, I can't fight this by myself anymore. It's too much. Why did I ever leave being a cool billionaire jet setter where I could do whatever I want? Nobody watched me. No cameras filmed me. And I could do whatever I want to who I wanted. God knows how many girls he was dating.
And his wife doesn't even get on covers anymore.
Well,
the first lady doesn't even get on a cover. Most beautiful woman I've ever seen in the world. Not a cover since she's been first lady. Yeah, we have to see Michelle Obama. Did you see Michelle Obama in
her thigh high boots?
Yeah, her Balenciagas.
I'm not gonna say
the $4,000 boots.
I'm not gonna say anything.
She's roughing it. She's one of the people.
Yeah.
She's really working on behalf of the people.
Look, if
stepping
if,
all
the
of
media,
them in Balenciaga.
It's not
boots.
Even that. It's that the media can say spin things however they want.
Right.
And if Melania wore the same boots, they go, she looks like a streetwalker. But if Michelle wears those boots, she can't say that. She's African-American. She's beloved by the black community. She's beloved by the media. If you were to say that, that would be racist. They will put anybody down on the Republican side for doing the exact same thing that a Democrat does. And the Democrat does it, they not only don't put you down, they lift you up and say how wonderful you are. You're the greatest person that ever lived. Here's a woman that has done nothing since the day her husband was elected. Michelle, spend other people's money and get free clothing from the best designers in the world and take trips all over the world with private jets and bodyguards galore and all your belongings and all your friends brought with you, and it's all the bill to the taxpayers. And if a Republican does it, they're the worst person in the world. If a Democrat does it, everything is fine. It's just so sad, the comparisons. It's just beyond it's unimaginable. It's beyond belief how Trump has been treated. So I think he was demoralized for a few days, and he finally gave in and said, you know what, just do the budget without the wall. I can't take this anymore. And then last night, after a day of talk show hosts like me and Michael Savage and Rush Limbaugh and Ann Coulter and every other conservative commentator saying, I'm done with Trump. I'm through. If he doesn't get the wall, I'm through. He got the message loud and clear, and he came back with a great resignation this morning and maybe a little bit more of confidence that people are behind him. He's not really alone. There are others fighting for him.
Oh, absolutely.
And
it's
with
hard.
Him.
I mean, I really don't think that any of his 63 million base have really turned away. I think they would have, a majority of people would have turned away if he would have backed away from this red line. This has to be a red line again.
He may back away again a week from now when Christmas comes and goes and people are complaining
about
being paid.
And we might not live next week. Right? So who knows what's going to happen next
week? I don't know,
week.
But he had
but
to
this,
try it.
In principle,
yeah,
this is a line that cannot be crossed. This is a line, this is the red line. We don't move it like Obama, right? We don't move on our principles. We stand on them strong. Because 20% of the government, people are going to soon realize, do you know how many government shutdowns we went through with Reagan?
Quite a few.
21.
Right, and never hurt his popularity.
We're still living to talk about it, and right. It never hurt his popularity. The Republicans need to learn how to take the Democrat narrative of government. All government is all good, right? All big government is even better. And what that Ronald Reagan said was, "You can't be for big government and be for the little guy." And people have to start understanding that the bigger the government, the guy becomes smaller. He's not as successful from the weight of the government. Look at California. Right. Look what's going to happen to Nevada.
And Trump has to understand something, too, though, because me, the world's biggest Trump booster, who always celebrates and defends Trump, I think I have more credibility when I attack him than anybody else out there. And Trump is a billionaire. He doesn't know what Wayne Root or Megan Barth is feeling, let alone someone who's working class. He doesn't understand that things, even though the economy is much better than it was under Obama, things are still far from great. And that it could turn around in a second, and the liberals have made sure it turned around in a second, and the Federal Reserve.
Well, and the Federal Reserve's
made
doing
sure
a real good job of that, too.
Killing the stock market, destroying the Trump economy. How many jobs are going to be lost?
Why can't we audit the Fed? Why can't we audit the Fed? That was one thing. That is one thing that Ron Paul said that I wholeheartedly agreed with.
I agree.
And it was really one of the only things I agreed with
Ron Paul about.
But why can't we? Why do they have to be this separate entity that operates autonomously? And obviously with some sort of, I mean, they were doing quantitative easing during Barack Obama while he was spending.
Now it's quantitative tightening.
Now it's tightening, right.
They're pulling back trillions.
They're effing with the free market.
Right. They are. Listen, here's the exact numbers. Since the day that, by the way, the head of the Fed was named by Trump. And I could have told you, he picked the wrong guy. He picked a rhino. The right guy is named Taylor, and he's a professor at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University.
Yeah,
and he had a choice of Taylor or this guy, Powell, and he chose Powell. I don't know why. I'm sure because Wall Street begged him to choose Powell. But Powell is a Goldman Sachs kind of rhino. That's what he is. He's one of those guys that never believes in the things you and I believe in. And since the day he gave a speech in October, putting the flames out and putting the party out, he said, I'm going to raise the rates. From that moment, the stock market's down 3,600 points. And
can he be fired?
I think the president could fire him just like he
hired. Fire that freak.
I would fire him. $4 trillion has been lost out of the economy. And this is so typical. These are guys that are on the side of the trade imbalance with China. They want us to lose to China. And they want to keep their boot on Trump's neck and make him unpopular. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Be right back. More with Megan Barth. In any case, we've got Megan Barth with us here today. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com. And we've been talking about the wall. And I must say, I agree with Paul Gosar. I don't know who that is. I think he's a conservative writer, right?
Yeah, I can't remember.
He says no wall funding would be Trump's read my lips, no new wall.
Exactly.
And he's exactly right. He will lose his entire support, and he will lose his mojo because people will say, he's no great negotiator. He couldn't get $1 billion out of the Democrats. It doesn't make sense. He's not a good negotiator. I was shocked when he gave in yesterday, but I'm thrilled that he's back again with his mojo, it seems like, today. We'll see.
Well, and especially we kind of got a little rattled right at the beginning of the week when we find out that Congress approved a $10.2 billion
to Mexico
to
and
Southern
Central America.
Mexico and Central America.
So
we're going to send billions of dollars more to countries that are violating our immigration laws?
Makes no
in the
sense.
Ways of caravans?
Well, I won't say it makes no sense. It makes a little sense, but not if you're not going to build the wall.
But he also said that he was going to cut off support to Honduras and Central American companies that were behind
yes.
these caravans. And so $10 billion doesn't fit
in
with what he said.
It only makes sense from the standpoint that if your objective is to prop them up so people aren't in a hurry to leave anymore and they don't come to your wall in the first place, I understand
We've
that objective.
We've been propping them up for years,
yes,
decades.
Yeah.
Does it get any better?
No, but I'm saying if that really was your objective along with putting a wall up, I could even say that's the compromise I'd go along with. You want to give me $25 billion for the wall and also ask me for $10 billion to help Mexico and Central America? I might make that the compromise. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to give money to Central America and Mexico, which you argue very well, mm-hmm. is for the most part, we all agree, probably wasted anyway.
Yep.
You're going to throw away $10 billion of money, but you don't have a penny for the wall?
Right.
That's an embarrassing bad negotiation by Trump.
Well, and he can't cower to somebody like Nancy Pelosi. You can't even like get out a sentence without stuttering and spitting and stammering. And then you have, you know, Chuckie Schumer has his head hanging down low and wouldn't even look at the president. These are the people that don't negotiate. These are the people that bully. And they were allowed to bully Paul Ryan and allowed to bully
Mitch McConnell
and allowed to find Jeff Flake, who, by the way, introduced along with Chris. Is he sleeping with Chris, Senator Coons?
Because what did they
introduce? I mean, he's always doing deals with them.
What did he introduce now? What's the new deal?
It was going to be a carbon tax. I'm like, okay, because it worked so well in France. A bipartisan bill for carbon tax.
Look,
France is still on fire and has been for like 3 weeks.
Jeff Flake's poll approval numbers in Arizona are like 12%.
He shouldn't even be that high.
There's just a bunch of rhinos in the world. There's 12%
right.
rhinos. Did you see my column today in the RJ?
I don't think I did.
All right, so my column.
I don't know why I don't get it from you.
Oh, my column today, because I have no time to send it to everybody.
I just put
it in the newspaper. You have a chance to read it.
I know.
You can't read it.
Yeah,
it's too much to pick up a newspaper. You don't pick up an RJ?
All right, I'll bookmark it.
So I wrote a column about why the Republicans were ruined in this cycle. And I said, let's look back to 2014, because we're on the topic of Jeff Flake. That's what brought this up. 2014, Brian Sandoval wins in a landslide, Republican governor. Every constitutional office Republican and both houses Republican, state legislature, Senate and Assembly Republican. Since then, we've lost everything. And the reason why is because Brian Sandoval is a liar, speaking of no new taxes and then raising them.
Right.
He said he's for lower taxes. He's for smaller government. He said he'd fight for school choice. He did the opposite on everything, and he ruined the Republican Party.
Yeah.
He killed our name. He killed our brand name. He killed our credibility. And that's what Jeff Flake is, the same kind of guy as Brian Sandoval. You aren't a Republican if you believe in all the opposite things of Republicans. Then what makes you a Republican other than you claim I have an R after my name? So in the article, I said, for all the Democrats who want to tell me I'm wrong, how about if our newly elected Democratic governor, Steve Sisolak, cuts property taxes and gets rid of collective bargaining for government employees and cuts the welfare rolls and the Medicaid rolls and brings us school choice? How would you feel? I'll love him. How about you?
Right.
Right.
Well, you know, I just posted this article over on the Clark County Republicans Facebook page. It was out of the Review Journal from December 10th. Nevada Republicans plot strategy after election disappointment. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'd love to hear the strategy.
Yeah, it was all BS. I read it.
So this
it was
guy,
all consultants. You don't know what they're talking
exactly.
about.
Right, exactly. What is a political consultant when you continue to lose? Greg Ferraro of the Ferraro Group, haven't had the pleasure to meet him yet, said, I think...
You never will.
Thankfully. I think Republicans would be wise to look at the success of the Sandoval brand going forward.
Yeah, there we go.
What am I missing?
You're missing that Sandoval probably paid him $1 million to say that. That's what you're missing. That Sandoval probably hired him at one point to be his political
consultant. So do exactly what Greg Ferraro wants you to do, Republicans, if you want to win races.
Well, actually, it's just like a Seinfeld episode I saw where George Alexander went from being the biggest loser in the world to being George Steinbrenner's employee. And Seinfeld said, how did you do that? You were the biggest loser ever. Now you're like dating beautiful models and you work for the New York Yankees. How did you do that? And he said, well, I'm a loser. So now I just do the opposite of everything I think. So if you want to win as a Republican, do the opposite of everything that a political consultant would tell you to do, the opposite of everything Greg Ferraro tells you to do, the opposite of Mike Slanker, the opposite of every one of these brain surgeons who run Republican campaigns into the ground and lose, lose, lose. Amen. Thank you, Megan Barth. We'll be right back.
Bye. All right. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I'll talk to you next Thursday. I'll be in studio.
Okay, good.